Next, step 6.
The journey to cloud with Nutanix CIO Wendy Pfeiffer.
There's a lot of magic. There's a lot of coolness around machine learning, natural language processing. And when we think about machine learning, the value of machine learning is that machines are infinitely consistent. There's no like super rocket science or intelligence in that, but that's the point. There's no need for human intelligence. The next step is to begin to take my team of IT experts and help them to learn how to do machine learning. Ultimately, I thought maybe this is a bridge too far, right? I have traditional IT folks. But what I discovered is this set of low-code and no-code tools that enable people who have expertise in IT infrastructure and IT operational processes essentially to write code, to automate those things. Once I began to enable my team members to use these low-code and no-code tools to translate their expertise into code, well, then we had the baseline automations that we could use to run, you know, at least some of our environments. But the code that someone who is a deep storage engineer or a deep network engineer writes, it might not be as efficient and as beautiful, if you will, as code that a software developer writes. This is where machine learning comes into the picture. We can take machine learning tools and train them. We can point them at the code that was created by these low-code and no-code tools. We can start by taking the expertise of our IT team members, their expertise and their productive way of operating technology. We can translate that into simple code that explains how they operate and the optimal modes in which they operate in a machine-readable way. And then we can take machine learning tools and technologies and point those tools and technologies at the code and at our operational data and train those tools and those technologies so that ultimately what we have is a infrastructure as code operating model that has been refined through machine learning tools and technologies and that operates optimally. And as we have begun to do that, the first thing that happened is that we have increased our overall velocity for all the work that we do in IT by over 30%. So as we start to replace some of our tasks with machine learning code and technology, we're reducing context switching for our people, and we are also reducing the complexity of doing our work. And so that helps people to be more productive. But secondly, we are also beginning to handle more and more tasks autonomously. And that's pretty cool.
Wendy Pfeiffer is the Chief Information Officer of Nutanix. This podcast series of 10 Steps to Cloud comes from her ebook, Charting the Course to Cloud. This is the Tech Barometer podcast from The Forecast. Listen to other podcasts in this series with Wendy Pfeiffer at theforecastbynutanix.com.